A few dozen Palestinians gathered in the heart of Gaza City. They carried Palestinian flags and stomped on a picture of Secretary of State Antony Blinken before setting it on fire. Isam Abu Dakka told Pacifica the U.S. is biased towards Israel and Blinken is putting pressure on Palestinian leaders.
We are here to express our rejection of Blinken's visit to the region, which comes as the U.S. demonstrates unlimited support of Israeli occupation, which carries out aggressive actions against the Palestinian people. The U.S. still gives only lip service to the Palestinian people. The visit also comes as the U.S. puts pressure on the Palestinian leadership to reverse its recent decision to halt security coordination with Israel.
During talks in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, Blinken discussed with the Palestinian Authority's president, Mahmoud Abbas, a number of issues, including what Blinken described as the need for continued security coordination between the Palestinians and Israel. Abbas suspended the cooperation agreement after Israel's raid on Jenin killed 9 Palestinians. It was the single deadliest Israeli raid, indicates Mahmoud Al-Zaq is the secretary of the National Palestinian Political Factions Committee for Patriotic Actions. He spoke at the rally.
It is crystal clear to Palestinians that U.S. policy has always been very hostile to the Palestinian people. This policy has been completely biased toward Israel. Obviously, U.S. policy is based on supporting Israel against the Palestinian people.
For more than three decades, the U.S. has publicly supported a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians. Israel has spurned that vision by building settlements and seizing Palestinian land in East Jerusalem and West Bank. Mukhaymar Abu Sa'da is a Gaza-based political analyst. He said he didn't expect much from Blinken's visit.
So I don't really think that the American administration is able at the current moment to intervene in the stalled peace negotiations. I think Netanyahu has his own reservations for any peace negotiations with the Palestinians. And also we need to take into consideration the agreements that Netanyahu made with his partners, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, which very much has nothing to do with the two-state solution or any peaceful settlement with the Palestinians. We all know very much that Netanyahu has agreed to Smotrich and Ben-Gvir to annex parts of the West Bank. So that's why I'm very much pessimistic about any positive talks from the American visit.
Over the weekend, Israeli army began carrying out demolition orders for occupied East Jerusalem-based homes that belonged to two Palestinians who attacked Israelis on the same time period. Meanwhile, Israeli police deployed a large number of special troops across the occupied East Jerusalem amidst a general strike declared by residents of East Jerusalem. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.